says Hilchos Gemara 9. Shoshik Dimu Yisrael Nasa Benishim Namasa. It's a very historic, it's a big chizuk in the first piece. He's going to explain the whole zach of Nasa Benishma and why Nasa Benishma is so special. And it's a Mordeka Chizuk Dika Morinayim. Remember, it's not only the Morinayim, it's all the Tamidim Hashem Tov took an approach in Matan Torah, which is a Betzim Mordeka Chidish. And this whole approach that they all take is all based on the famous Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban's Kasha on Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Shetzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. So the Ramban asks the Kasha, why does the Pasuk say, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Shetzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim at the Maim and Niskov of Har Sinai? Who wants to remember that we were on the Memtes Shari Tumah Mitzrayim? It's all past us, it's behind us, there's no remnants, there's no Shemetz left of that. So why mention Hashem Tzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim at that Heiligen Mamad HaNiskov of Mamad Har Sinai? Ramban asks Sifachom should have said Anoich Hashem Lekechas Shabaras Yishmaim Oretz. So this Marinayim is Mordeka Marinayim. He has one line, I think it's in this one, where he has mamish one line or half a line that is mamish a pachat b'chodim, and it answers why people have difficulties in getting geshmak in learning, and it's a peladika chizum. Basically is that Hatzlach and Torah and Tainin and Torah has to come through difficult Nisyonis. When he has a Lashon, and Musunga, hopefully it's in this piece, we'll see the Lashon. He has a Peladik Lashon. He says if Torah, if the Tainug and Torah, if the Taiva to learn Torah would come without difficulty, then the Taiva of Torah would be like any other Taiva. It says the Tainug of Torah has to come through Nas, has to come through difficulty, has to come through Mitzrayim, has to come through Nisyonis, has to come through fighting with the Yitzharas. And then there's no Chumash over here, but there's a... I want to speak it out before we see it inside. There's a Peldika Tfer Shloima, and also on Parshas Yisroi, where it's so beautifully meduik in the Pesukim. He goes on a Shikul Kabbalah Dik, but just to bring out the point that he makes on the Parsha, and then we'll see the Marinayim inside. He says, the Tfer Shloima says, the Pesuk says, Vayishma Yisroi, what did Yisroi hear? Eskolash Asa Lekim, Leisroel Lemoisha. So what did Yisrael hear? He heard that the Yidin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. And that was enough to come down. And then he comes down. Moshe Rabbeinu tells his Shveh, right? He tells his father, no, by Sape Moshe L'chois, no, Yais Kol HaShos L'kim, L'pare L'mitzrayim. What's that, Moshe? The first Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael, heard everything that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael, to Moshe to Klal Yisrael. Obviously included in that was not just that the Yidin walked through the Yamsuf and so did the Mitzrayim walk through the Yamsuf, but the Yidin walked through the Yamsuf and the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf. So what's Moshe being mechadish to his Shveh? Not only did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do gewaltige Sachen to Yisrael and to Moshe, but also to Parah and to Mitzrayim. What's the Hisafah over here? And then Vayichad Yisrael, and Yisrael is all happy. This is the Mordeka Kazakh special. I'm telling you very short. It's a very long piece. I'll just say, tell you the Tumsis, then we can understand what the Marinai wants to say. What did Yisrael see? Vayishma Yisrael, we know Shmiah means looking into. Shmiah is Bino, looking into, evaluating what went on. Everybody heard the Nisim. But Vayishma Yisrael is Kalasha Asa Lekim Yisrael Moshe Avdi. Yisrael saw that the whole Bria, the whole Marechas HaShemayim, the whole galaxy and the whole everything, Marechas HaShemayim Ba'aretz, went upside down for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So what the conclusion did Yisrael arrive at? Yisrael arrived at the conclusion that Shemayim and Oretz V'chol HaShemayim is all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's a gewaltige Sache, it's worth joining them. They're the boss. They control, they have remote control of the whole Shemayim and the whole Oretz. It's a gewaltige Sache. So L'chayra, there's a question that arises. If that's the case, the Klal Yisrael have a remote control, and the whole Marechas HaShemayim Ma'aretz is all for the Tzarech Klal Yisrael, and everything is geared to Klal Yisrael, so what were they doing in Mitzrayim as slaves, as subordinate, as slaves, when Mitzrayim has such a terrible shlit over them? What's going on over here? Chayra, there's a kash on the whole. If the stars and the moon and everything is for Klal Yisrael, why did one Russia and his country have such a shlit on Klal Yisrael? See, it's Mamash Ibchim Istanbul. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu explain his stress as the first line? Mori de Kavat. Moshe explained the Shver that if the Mitzray, if the stars and the moon and the earth and the frogs and everything is for the sake of Klal Yisrael, then Paro and Mitzrayim, whatever they did, was also for the sake of Klal Yisrael. It's part of the master plan for Klal Yisrael. So Vaisaber Moshe Lachoisnoi is Kol Hashaasa Lekimrim Paro and Mitzrayim. It's part of it's Kol Hashaasa Lekimrim Yisrael and to Moshe that the whole Bria is Meshubat to Klal Yisrael. So is Paro Meshubat to Klal Yisrael. I Paro Yisrael was Meshubat to Paro. Nah, Narishka. Paro was Meshubat to Klal Yisrael because without the hard work, without breaking through the Nesyonis and without breaking through Klippas Mitzrayim, which was a Shver Klippah, there would have never been Zocha to the Aseret Nibros. So therefore, he makes a whole of Dalet al Oidos Yisrael. Oidos is Ois Dalet because Yehuda is spelled Yud Kei Vav Dalet Kei. Dalet means Dalet. Klal Yisrael, in order to bring the Kei Tator, in order to bring the Malchus to be Megala Malchus, they have to go through a Dalet. It's Kufa breaking through Olam Hazeh, and then the Oidos Yisrael, Ois Dalet. Vayichad means he made a Yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. He goes into a whole Mahalach. But the Tamsis is that Paroi and Klal Yisrael going through Mitzrayim was the greatest Achana for Mamad Hasina. Being a Memtashar Tuma was the greatest achana for being a Mamad Hasinai. That they could had such a reader, but yet they had such a Eliyah, and they fought with it, and they had the Yetzirah, and they had ups and downs. That's how you get to Kabbalah Sator. And made us a Chapash of the Zach, that Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. Yeah. That's the sauce. Naschilim Begnus, the Messiah and Mishrach. Stam in any Naschilim Begnus. It's an Issa to tell a Ger, there's an Issa in the Torah to tell a Ger, to remind him of his past, where he was before he became a Ger. It's an Issa in the Torah. What are we doing? Let's say that the whole Klal Yisrael is Naschilim Begnus. The Torah says it's not a Gnus. It looks like a Gnus. What's the Gnus? Of other Meina, the Paral of Mitzrayim. But look where we came out a few months later at the Mamad HaSinai, who Messiah and Mishrach. When you look at the Shvach, it turns out I'm afraid the Gnus is nothing. It wasn't a Gnus Bechlal. To be Masik Torah, to get to Mamad HaSinai. If we wouldn't have gone through Mitzrayim, then the Taiva of receiving the Torah would be a Taiva like any other Taiva. And that's the whole vault over here of the Moriah Naim. Especially, he looks through all the Tumid HaBashem, they take the same house. So let's see the Hilg of Moriah Naim inside. Hinei noida ki yeish oil matainuk oil mabinum. There's an oil matainuk, which is the oil mabinum. You know, bina is tainuk. Chochm is bitlum, and bina is tainuk. Chamish mshar bina is oil matainuk. Now, when you speak diburim with simcha with islavas, ba'ava ba'yira, bo'alei ha'tainuk ha'chakach. Afterwards is the tainuk. Olam haba is the olam of tainuk. Olam haba is the olam of schar. Aber ki mitchila tzarech la'tshriach atzmei ba'avoida. First, the person has to be matriach himself with avoida. He's got to bother himself. She is oiras of tshuka shaloi. That his oiras and the tshuka should be his. But it starts off with tericha, with akishmak, with fighting, with nechem sayetza, with everything. And then the tshuka will be his, because he works so hard for it. But zeh nikra olam haba, that's called olam haba. Ratzaloyman, ki hu ba tamid b'shas avoida. Olam haba, Ratzaloyman, ki hu ba tamid b'shas avoida. It's an oil that comes through avoid. The oil of asid nikkur asid lavoy the gemara. It's coming. It's coming. But at the moment, it's avoid. Oh, and Taki says it over here. Shmiya umi loshem bina. Shmiya nasiv and nishma is loshem bina. K'mayim k'shmeya yosef kilulei zeh. Without the nasiv, without the tiricha, without the asiya, the doing that we have to work hard. Wouldn't be considered avoided. Every Eid has a chukas on a shama that he wants to get close to that Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a taiva. About it's a taiva of kedusha. I'm not comparing it to other taivas chas v'shalom, but it's a taiva. So what's that avoided? Taiva is a natural drawing to something. So if I've got a natural drawing to kedusha, so that's a taiva. So he's lucky. The guy has a natural chukka to Shalish Klippas at Tmeh, so he's a Nebuch. Hayid has a natural chukka to Taiva to Kedusha, so he's an odd Mazel. But it's a Taiva like any other Taiva. But if it's something that you only get to that Taiva after you work and you push and you break yourself, that's Naseh. First do, even though you haven't got Taiva. Even the Avoida is some Avoida. Right? A layman, working hard. And then you get to the Gishmak. That's what that's to go through Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was vayonchu min avoida. That's to go through a whole tkufa of working without timing. Vayonchu, they had no das. In Mitzrayim, as we learned in earlier parashas, so any avoida they did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kulay without feeling, kulay without das. Vayonchu, they couldn't take it anymore. It was pashut. It was cold. It was an unemotional avoida Hashem in Mitzrayim. And because they did it, they broke it, they broke through it, they did the Nasa, there was Zoycha later to Nishma. Mezeush Omer Yisrael Nasa v'Nishma. It takes a completely different approach. The Pashto approach is, we'll do it even though we don't know what it consists of yet. Havada, that's Emes as well, obviously. But a deeper approach is that Klal Yisrael says we're choosing an Ahoida that first is going to be hard work, and the Nishma will come later, the Hasaga, the Taino will come later. But Suleiman, Nasa Avoida. First we'll do it, it's hard. V'nitrach, it's a bother for us. V'chakach nova il oilem ataina. But then eventually we'll reach the oilem ataina. We don't oilem ataina straight away, because then it's a taiva. We're living a taina of the kabelt, we're not tzaddikim. If it's hard, and the taina comes later, then when you get to the taina, you deserve the taina. That's Avoida Satsadik. Kadeshi Yechoshim La Avoida. Aye, what's that going to do with the baskel? Malachim, they don't have a Yetzirah. So what did Hashem say? Aye, you said, Nasa v'nishma, first we'll work without feeling, and then we'll get the Tainug. How's that shaykh to the Malachim? Malachim don't have to break through Mitzrayim, they don't have to break through Yetzirah. So how come Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma? What does the Gemara say? Whose language is Nasa v'nishma? Malachim. Why, how's that Malachim? Malachim don't work to get the Tainug. Spends more than they do. They don't go down to Mitzrayim for that. But they also have an avoider, as he's going to explain. So Yosef Baskel Bomer Migila Rosa Eloshin Shemalach Hashem Be'emes Udava Godel. Be'emes is saying a big yisod. Ki gam malachim hu gam ken kach. Malachim is also like that. Ki mitchil atzarch l'schoyre b'tshukosei l'kedusha v'achai achiyas me'aboyer yizborach. You see the Malachim talk about Chulam Ahuvim, Chulam Berurim, Chulam Oysim, Ve'imov, Yira, Chulam Poischem, Esfiyim, Mekidushim, Tahara. There is somewhat of an avoider that comes from within the Malachim. Aval, it's not an avoider that comes from the Malachim that have to fight to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's a koyach pulling them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval, not. It's a different avoider. But there's something that comes from the matter from the Malachim. That's yes.
You also say by the Kinoach of the Malachim, I see the Shabbos. The Malachim
is in the
Tzendachah.
So it's in the Tzendachah.
They do.
Oh, very good. Right. There is a certain Hisoiris Milamata that comes from the Malachim as well.
Immediately
clicks onto, right. It's a different type of thing, but it is a Hisoiris Milamata.
Hisoiris Milamata, but there's no avoid.
No, that's right. There's no that avoid of breaking through walls. Breaking through mechitzas of clipper to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Now he's going to say even a bigger chiddush, and this is Maharanim's famous thing that everybody quotes, and it's very important to see. I mean, I would like to spend I don't know how many weeks on Parshas Yisro. He has a lot on Parshas Yisro, and it's important to know these things. You know how Sfarim and Talmidim Hashem look at the Hakdama to Kabbalah Satoya, kulei chizuk, kulei positive. So let's see. Without any hakdomas, let's go into learning. Oy b'yom avishar shikdimu. Oh, migila. Now he's going to say a different pshat. Tzarech lahavin. Eichav shalasis koydim shiyishma malasis. He's going to ask the same type of question. Why is Nasa b'kitzah come before Nishma? Gam. Ma oy edin esparas Hashem esbarach. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol boasting about his kinder lechklal Yisrael? She is boya b'zeh kol kach b'ma shikdimu Nasa b'nishma. Hey, the Gemara says in Shabbos that what? The goyim laughed at Nasa v'nishma. He's got no das. Now out of the mind. So how can you say Nasa before Nishma? So mitzvah, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol proud of Klal Yisrael with the Nasa v'nishma if it doesn't make any logical sense? A mensch cannot be always a laman dreda. Ki achayes rotsa v'shoyim. As for Yecheskel saw in the Maisa Merkava, Yecheskel Anobi, that achayes or rotsa v'shoyim. Ava and Yira, or Aliyah and Yerida. Rotsa means running forward, surging forward. That's his life is Takanish Baruch Hu, that's his man of Aliyah. V'shuv, going back. And Yerida, that's his man of Yerida. Shabba, umistalik.
Why
is it because it's the way it's picked up over here. In other words, what can we learn out of the Merkava Akdosha? So what we have to take out of the Merkava Akdosha is the Bechina of Rotsa B'Shoif. Avadin has all different madrigals. In other words, it doesn't necessarily have to be Aliyah and Yerida. It can be Aliyah and being static, and then going up another madriga and staying there a second, and going up being Oymid and being Oylach, being an Oymid and being Oylach.
But what Oymid is like show?
No, it's Oymid, it's like a Bechinas Shoiv, yeah. In other words, Shoiv means that you internalize, you wait, and you internalize the Oyrus that you just received, and then you want to go on again. So there's all different Madregas in Rotsav Shoiv. And the Ma'ariah Naim is going to use that as a chizuk, that Rotsav Shoiv is going to be forward and backwards. Backwards meaning, a Yerida. Again, a Yerida doesn't necessarily have to mean a Yerida into Averis, but it can mean a Yerida into waking up one morning and you don't feel, you know, you don't feel that you're into it.
Kabiyaberes
is saying that's right. A lower level is talking Averis. In other words, the message of Chizuk that he's going to be saying over here is the same message, whether the Yerida means an Aver, whether the Yerida means an Ialiyah, where you don't feel like it. So we'll see what the Chizuk, what he says. Dahino, because you dobek back to the Shporachu, and the person's dobek to the Shporachu, and he learns the Shtikamur and Naim, and Margish, Chios, for Taino. Chakach, Mistalik, and Oifel, and Medrigosek. And Shoiv means he has an Afila from his Medrig. Vyesh Bazer, Razin, the Rises, Sisri, Toyer, but Tamadam, and Lama Tsorach, Lipel, and Medrigosek. Why does the Tzadik have to, why does a person have to be Noifel, and Medrigosek? But Tam Echod, he's going to bring later another Tam. Rashach, Dachar, but Tzadiki. But the time echad hu shkedei sheyovei achakach lamadrig v'yosu gedoyla. A person has to realize that when he has one day or a few days he's mamish serving, being oivid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, murdering his life, and then it stops. He has to realize that the stop is a stepping stone for madrig v'yosu gedoyla. Rabbi Akiva, he only saw the Chorba Beis HaMikdash and he laughed because you see a bulldozer in the street and you see it making a hole in the ground and destroying and ripping apart a binyan and making destructions. Two ways of looking at it. Either you're looking at it, he's making the foundations for even a bigger building, or you're looking at the Hoiva that he's destroying something. So there's always two ways of looking at it. So a person can also look at a Yerida as two ways. You can look at a Yerida as a way, oh, if I have fallen, I've dropped, I'm a klapt of shtick. Or a person can look at it as, no, forget. I've stopped now, and then why? Because I'm going to take in what I just received, and now I'm going to use that to go even higher. So there's always two ways of looking at something. Avada the Yetzer Hara is going to tell you one of the ways. He's going to tell you that you're clapped off shtick, and that's the end of your highs in your life. Now on, it's all down. So obviously that's an Irish guy that a person has to push aside and not be mahara and one rega like that. Shemichol domet zarch ni his head. There always has to be a head there. Always has to be by yer vayvoyk. It has to be a oil and bahar. It's a toyu bavoy v'choyshek. Today that it should be by yer malakim yer. So kshuaytze like be al madrega yoyse gedoyla. When a person wants to elevate to a higher madrega, zarch ni his head. Has to be a head of koydim. Lachein zarch lipo madrega. You have to fall from that madrega you are now.
What's a
header? Header means a vacuum, empty vacuum. I don't know how to translate it better than that. Header means like toyu vavoyu, halal, emptiness, voidness, and then you can fill that up with kedusha. Whole bria started off like that. There was a histalkus of the oiras, kedei that it could be a mokem where the oiras could be chal. There always has to be a disappearance of or disappearance of a high madrega to build a madrega. Now, what's the chizuk that we get from it? And this is a paragraph that you have to chazar about pe. Even a person falls from his madrega and he feels terrible, he feels low, whatever it is, whether it means he did an aveira, whether it means partially the whole day went through, his davening wasn't a davening, his learning wasn't a learning. These days do happen. But Yisamitz Lalis El Hashem, Boys of Madrega Shuachim. He has to be Misamit even in this Madrega as well. In other words, he had it down, but in the down, in the dumps, Chmima Makim, Korsich Hashem. He has to realize that even though he's now Bema Makim, even though he might have fallen down, but nevertheless, is it to say that there's no Hashem in that Makim? That's a bigger kfir. If a person has a yirida and he feels in this yirida that I'm holding now, there's no mokim for avodas Hashem, that's proper because. Because he's saying, we imam memunish lema less asar ponamineh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in every imam and the masiv that a person is in. It's chas v'shalom, because it's benetiyas to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not now with me. Chas v'shalom, that's clear chas kfir. It's kula yitzahar. And as Chassidus explains in the pasuk, Malchusay b'koil mashallah, b'koil comes from Arba, that Malchus v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu is even in the clip. Malchus kol olamim. Chassidus is masbir that in every halom, in every haloma, in every hest upon him is Malchus chadayz the Malchus v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So who dares to say, Chas v'Shalom, that today HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with me? Or today after this Maisa, after this Yerida, whatever it was, that's it. Chas v'Chalim. Because every Yid has to be Ma'am and Shem Lech HaRaz Kaboideh. V'leis Asar Ponimineh. There's no Mokam Ponimineh. Geographically, there's no Mokam Ponimineh. And Adam is also an Oilam Bifnei Asmoy. So there's no Maksim of Adam, which is Ponui, which is free of the Shechina. But Philim Adrega Shu Aksha, Yish Gam Kein Hashem Zbarach, He lays Asar Ponimineh. Rashu Mitzum, some Oid, say that. Dos yeah, you're not Margish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Aram Mitzum. He might as well say the Kohen goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he feels, he sees Nisim, when he goes home at night, that's it. Can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside the Beis HaMikdash. Finished. I've just come from the Mokam, I saw the Shechina, I saw an ish coming down from the Shemayim, I walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to the streets and I see a restaurant. So what's the Kohen going to say? That's it, there's no Likus in this Mokam. Seriously, he's going to live his life in the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, there's a Beis HaMikdash and there's life outside the Beis HaMikdash. So every person's like that. He walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he feels the Kedusha, he walks past the Oran Svarim, he sees all the Gvaltika Svarim, he has a Seder, a Geshmak, and then he goes down and he has to go and get his ticket stamped. So there's no Alekus. So that's it. That's called Mekatzitz Benetiyas, Chas v'Shalom. That's called Mafrid Aluf, La'irim Oiris. All these terms are called when a person is Mekatzitz. Here yes and here no. No, Imam and the same person is calling out, shrying out, Chai v'Kayim, Leis Asar Ponimineh. Same person is calling out, Leis Asar Ponimineh. So only when there's an Or, Shalei B'Tzimtzum, there he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Tzimtzum, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, Chas v'Shalom is Kfira. It's just an Or that's much more B'Tzimtzum. Much harder to find it, but I find it's there. It all depends what the Yerida is. If the Yerida came about through an Aveira, so then the Or is there, but he's thrown the Or into the clippers, so it's not so posh. But there's an Or over there. The Or is clearly over there. Now he's going to have a mock, he's got to release it, he's got to take it away from the clipper, but wherever he is, there's an Or of HaKadosh Baruch over there.
If his stomach's up and feels not as fired up.
Yeah.
So then if they say he doesn't have Aveira, and right after the Aveira, he's going to feel much worse this time than we ever feel now.
He's going to get much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on that the Baal HaTanya says, in Tanya in Perek Zayin, Baal HaTanya says, that there are certain Averas, right, there are certain Averas that only a Tshuva Me'ava can release the Chiyas against the clip. In other words, there are certain Averas where without that Avera, that's already Breslin of a Torah. I mean, it's Emes. I would say Breslin puts a big doggish on it. That without the Avera, you never got to the mitzvah. So that's the Hishtafchus of his doinus nasa like his chuyas. So Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, who says that he knows the Rosh Koil today, he became a Rosh Koil from a Yerida. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says that he knew that Bochin Yeshiva, and he was thrown out of the Yeshiva, and he went low and low and low until he mamish went Adad Yuta Tachtoina, until there's nowhere lower than that. And that shows there's nowhere lower, it can only get better. He's not advising Chas v'Shalom. Person wants to run away from Aveira like Eish. But I'm saying the matzav is, he says that Be'etzem, he came to that matzav where he suddenly had such a gargoyle that he went sky high with such a koyach that he never had. say that that's all different. All these havchanas are emes, emes lamitoy. But we don't have to talk about a yirida being an avera. It's true with the yirida and avera as well. But it's also true sometimes a person on a regular day, partial things don't go. His davening is not happy with. He woke up late and he couldn't this, and he went to the mikveh and he came back and they're ready up to the zimras. He didn't say karbonis and he was upset with himself in the middle of Shemana Esther. And one thing led to the other. Zelo Alech. He has to say at that moment, when that thought of Zelo Alech comes into his mind, he has to say, Chas v'shalom, les asar, onaminei. He's going to bring a whole lot of taichin and psukim where he shows us. So Mordek Achizuk. V'zeo mi mizrach shemesh ad mevoye, muhulol shem Hashem. Mizrach shemesh, the Pashim Shad, the Pasuk is from sunrise to sunset, muhulol shem Hashem. Because the goyim bow down to the sun. So it's like saying, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that how does the sun? The sun is like the spitz, abedizar by the goyim. And we know from the Egyptians, we know from the Mitzri. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Because the west is the Shekhinah. So they live in Shalom, the Koinish Nemat Svar Shemaim Lechom Ishtachim. The whole Mahalach, the whole circuit of the sun is getting closer from where it rises in the east, is getting closer to Mar, where the Shekhinah is, getting ready to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Why we turn around during Kabbalah Shabbos?
Who? Boy V'Shalom. Boy V'Shalom. That's whatever. Yeah, that's a slightly different beginning. But the whole idea is the whole gufa, what the goyim used to do hepecha bittel to Hashem, is what Klal Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim. That the sun corresponds to the climax of bittel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every movement the sun does is the whole time preparing itself. And from chatzos hayom onwards, when the sun starting to go down, that's a hishtachava to the mar, hishtachava to the shechem. So that's Prashim Pshat in the Mizrach Shem Shad Mavoyim Morol Shem Hashem. But he says, the Marinaim says, no. Hatzadik nikra shemesh k'may ma'at shle shaka shimshu shel eidi zarcha shimshu shel shmur. Hatzadik in Chazal is called the shemesh. Like it says, before the sun of Eli, in other words, the Kedush of Eli set, the son of Shmuel and Ovi had already risen. So you see, tzadikim are called Zrichas HaShemesh when they're born, and a tzadik dies, it's called Shkias HaShemesh. We know Abraham Avinu is called Eson Ezrachi, Loshen b'Mizrach Shemesh. Tzadikim are called Shemesh. B'kitzar Yishav Tzadik Nikro Shemesh. V'zeu mi'Mizrach Shemesh. Mizrach Shemesh means when the sun is shining, which means when the Tzadik is on his high, when he feels his lavas, when he feels the clarity, when he feels the behiras amoichin. That's the beginning of Mizrach Shemesh. Sunrise is when you feel the behiras. And what is mevoyah? Mizrach Shemesh ad mevoyah until sun sets. What's sun set? Neufeld. The sun is falling. The sun is coming up, getting brighter and brighter, and then the sun's getting darker and darker. Which means whatever matzav the tzaddik is in, the tzaddik is not always. The sun doesn't go up and up and up and up and up and up and up. The sun goes up half day and then goes down the other half. The tzaddik has an aliyah, and the tzaddik has a yirida. What's the common denominator between the aliyah and the yirida? Mizrach shemesh ad mevoyai, mehulol shem Hashem. The mehulol shem Hashem is always. Whether the sun is going up, whether the tzaddik is going up, or whether the tzaddik is going down. So v'zeh mi'mizrach shemesh. Dahainu shamoyach shalei boher v'zak medobek ba'akadosh baruch hu. That's mizrach, a lashon zricha, a lashon of shining, clarity. Ad mevoyoy. Dahainu kishimistalik abiyos. And there's no one mizirus. We're not a madrigus. But the common denominator is when it's mizrach shemesh. Oh, it's ad mevoyoy la'olam sarachlias mehulol shem Hashem. It's always mehulol shem Hashem. The person always has to be mis'ameitz la'alitz al Hashem izbarach bo'oysu madrigus v'ashav. That madrigus is now. V'zeo nikra nasa koydim l'mishnah. That's pshat nasa koydim l'mishnah. Nasa means you're doing the mitzvah. You got no hasaga, there's no shmiah, there's no gishmak, there's no tainuk. You don't understand what you're doing, you don't understand why you're doing. Nasa, you're doing a trick in a maisa, a dry maisa. In other words, even when we're noifel with Madrega, nevertheless, we're still dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same Madrega. That's Nasa. If you're prepared to do that, v'chakach nishma, sheikah shmiya loshen avana, v'hainu shebala Madrega, yoysa gedoyla kanal. That's when a person comes to Madrega, yoysa gedoyla. V'zehu ikah kabbalah satayr shekibli Yisrael. At the highest point of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has never been at such a moment of Ma'amad Asina. There's never been such a moment, never will be such a moment. The highest point that Klal Yisrael has ever been at. What is the lesson? What is Akadosh Baruch Hu being misfire at that point and time? Not at Klal Yisrael the way they are at that moment, but when Klal Yisrael are on their highest level of Aliyah, Akadosh Baruch Hu saying, "Still think of me." Shasli, you read. When we all prepare ourselves for such a Moridei commandment. Right? I don't know who. Your Rebbe is coming for Shabbos. You haven't seen your Rebbe for 20 years. And the whole week you're looking forward. And you do Tariyak Tfilos and Erev Shabbos. And you know, and suddenly, and you all comes to Hoyder Hashem Kitoiv, Yom Rebule Hashem, on Erev Shabbos, your mom is blasting away. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at you, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the Malachim, "You know what? He's with me even by his Yeridus." Said the Malachim to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "What are you talking about Yeridus for? Look at him now." Says Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Yeah, but I'm not as proud of him now when I see him in full force and full gear as I'm proud of him when I see him during his Yeridus, and he's still Mehul Hashem Hashem." That's like unbelievable yourself. That at the Maimon HaNiskav of Marat HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misfar with Klal Yisrael, dafka at the times when they don't feel that time. That's Nasak Mishpah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misfar.
Sounds like the actual Maimon isn't as important.
It's important, but it's not as important, that's right. What does it mean not as important? The atzmius of a yid, you see dafka in difficult times. Dafka where he stays with HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
what's
the
perception of Nachas?
Yeah, that's the mention. Rav Nachman said that, what did he say? Rav Nachman said when a person gets up and he starts davening, he doesn't feel anything. But what he says is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't feel nothing. So therefore, anything I'm doing now is not for myself, because I don't feel anything. It's kuloi for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Nachman is the greatest madrega. That's the greater madrega where you boruch and your mama, you feel the oiris in every ois that you're saying. If you feel nothing, then it's kuloi for the Rabbi Mishalim. It's the greatest bittul. That's Moshe Eved Hashem. So the Balatani writes the chiluk to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu felt no pain of his avodas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is such a bittul to Hashem that if he feels tainug, it undermines his lishma. And Ahmad Reger is faket. And Ahmad Reger, the Egle Tal says that if you feel gishmak in learning, that's tari lishma. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt no tainug in his avodas Hashem, because any tainug would have been undermining his lishma. So therefore, rather we have to feel tainug in avodas Hashem.
How's it being tainug?
Because you feel gishmak. Person feels, it's the chokhmas atoyer, it's unbelievable. And Moshe Rabbeinu's matrega is, so you're learning Torah taka because you feel gishmak. Avada, you're only feeling ruchnis tiki gishmak, retnish that you're learning Torah, mamish shaloi lishma, as the Gemara says, for mamish chavana shalom, retnish chasim shalom. We're talking about even somebody who learns Torah with a mind of gishmak. Moshe Rabbeinu would have told you, so then you're learning for yourself. Where's the learning for the Eibishter? When you learn without gishmak. When is davening for the Eibishter? You're davening without gishmak.
So
that's
the
Yigitah,
he's saying that that's
not the Because if we can't be on that Madriga like Moshe Rabbeinu. We're Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is Nohar Aleph. Nohar Aleph is a vada you have to feel tiny, because if we wouldn't feel tiny, then it would dry out. Moshe Rabbeinu was a complete skullless in the Likus. So we made it, there wasn't any irrigation. But we do have irrigation. In other words, when it comes to a piece of cake, we do have irrigation that is tasty. So we need irrigation that the learning is Gishmak as well. Otherwise, we dry out when it comes to Ruchnias, and all our irrigation would be focus on Gashmis. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any Gashmis. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to have that bit where he wouldn't feel the tiny of the Chlan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pelot de gazach. You know, let's say a Rebbe comes to a father and says, your child is mamish, you should know he's moridik, and he's learning so well, and you know, and he's mamish the best of the class, and he's always asking the best kashas. No, father says, shkoyah. And then the other teacher comes and says, you know, your son is terrible in class, but you should know, even though he has it so hard, but nevertheless, he's always b'derech eretz, and he's always this. Father will feel a gishmak of it. Because see, even when his son isn't low, he'll see be'etzem. What shows more that his son is be'etzem? A good kid. When he's going through all the difficulties and he's messing around, but nevertheless he's still got their cheretz, and he's still got middas, and he's still helping other people. So that is the definition of my son. But if a Rebbe comes, his son always asks the best kashas, and your son is always excited for the shir. So the conclusion is, he's got a gittikov, he's got a good head, and he enjoys the learning. But when he's not enjoying it, and nevertheless he still remains a Yerushalayim, he still remains a Baal Derech Cheretz and a Baal Midas, then it shows that actually he's a good boy. So the Naaseh Tanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without the Nishma, even without the Hasaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's still a matzav of Mahul of Shem Hashem. That could be pshat in Kol Mokim Shat HaMotzah Gedulasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shom HaMotzah HaMisunusui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get impressed when a person is on a high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets impressed when a person's feeling in honor, when a person's feeling low about himself, and nevertheless he still says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not leaving you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ולכן הסבר השם יסברך בזה מאוד. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispal? Shekiblu HaTorah B'goydlu Emes V'Sigu Emes. And what was the Emes that they were massing by Kabbalah's Torah? Shel Oilam Yiyu Dveikim HaShem Yisbarach V'lo Yiporadu Mimenu Afpen Not from Madrigusim. That was the godless of Matan Torah. That even we have in a fila, we're not going to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chasu Shom. V'zewa Ika HaHiluch HaHanhoga HaYisraelis. That's the Ika, the Hiluch and HaHanhoga of Yidin, who was at Tzorach Lahalach. And this is the Ika Mahalach of Klal Yisrael. What happens if you take the Ashiras, the wealth, away from the Romans? They don't exist anymore. You take the power away from Yishma, from Esav, Edom, it doesn't exist anymore. Klal Yisrael always exists. Why? Because not the power makes them into a nation, not the wealth makes them into a nation. Their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all Matzah makes them into a nation. And that's why they're a Hoylech, he says over here. That's why they never stop. They never stop. Because good times and bad times, that doesn't reflect on Be'etzom and the very essence who they are. They're still Nahalech, they're still a Hoylech. And it's bad times that they switch into this type of Avodah Hashem. Good times they switch into the Hasagas of Avodah Hashem. You know, even in the times of the Holocaust, even great Goyim who survived the Holocaust were in camps, were hiding in huts by Goyim for years, and then they didn't have any svarim. Now, what do you think they were doing for 9 months? Some of them had a little safer they managed to smuggle out of Achvais, that's their Mesillas Yisharim. So they're not Mesillas Yisharim for 10 months. They didn't say, oi, vai, I can't survive without a Rukiv Eidim. I can't survive without a Achvais, without a Zoya. No, they had a safer, an olive base safer. So they looked noisiest of olive base for 5 months. And they said, ah, this is an olive, and this is a base, and this is a gimel. Oh, Emes, I mean, I heard this type of thing from people. Somebody had the three dachas ripped out of a Masachas Yivomis of Gomorrah. See, he lived on that for months on end with those three dachas. And he had a machai, and he went over them hundreds of times again and again and again. It's Mamash Tavot. We're never going to leave you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only when we have a study with Gevaldik Yisvarim, shelves at all sides of the room, and whatever we want, we can pick out. Now we fancy this Masachas, now we want to do a bit of Shnei Mikra. No, even when they had nothing, whatever they had, they fulfilled and they reached the Shlemus in that. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisparah. And now say, and this Shema's afterwards, that's all of my balls. That's not Machri, that's not a Tanai in our Avodas Hashem that we should feel tiny and our things should go well for us. That's not a Tanai. That is the Mamad of Kabbalah Satoya. Yeah.
Isn't that Kabbalah only possible when you're in the Matzah of Nishma? If you don't have that godless vision that high, then it's not possible to make that Kabbalah.
So you're speaking very Kabbalah now. You're talking about the Kavanas of Lel Seder? Kavanas of Lel Seder, PRE starts with godless. Starts with godless, and from godless Kiddush, and then you go to Karpas. Karpas is Katnas Rishon, and then you go to the Yain, which is Matzah, which is godless. Avada, that's why over here what happened was, and this is a Yisodar of Tzadok always discusses, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu always first shines a Moritika Or in Klal Yisrael. But he takes that all straight away. So Avada, the Mamad of Hasinai, wasn't saying that the Mamad wasn't for nothing, Chas v'Shalom. In other words, don't make a mind with Hasinai. Just say it's going to be boring. I'm giving you a Torah without the Kodos, the Brokim, without the Gishmak, without hearing Hashem speaking to us, Parach and Shmosam. Why do you need it? No, Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a godless. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael is not going to survive Dafka on having that godless all the time. That godless is necessary to give us the basis. But from then on, we're loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyways. It's like a person has this iris. Even he loses that iris, he knows that once upon a time he had this iris. He knows it's emes. Once he felt it's emes, he knows it's emes. That feeling is going to be malabah him. Good times and bad times. That's always somebody asked me before in yeshiva. What's the difference between an intellectual, about tshuva, somebody became from intellectually, or somebody became from with the hargosha? So somebody became from intellectually, so it's givaltic, his whole emunah is based on intellect. But as soon as the guy comes with the opposite argument, the guy's lost it all, he's dropped it. The person who came, and this is what Professor Branova said once, Professor Branova said that somebody felt his lamas inside him, somebody felt an emotional attachment, even if it doesn't last forever, but he felt that once, that emotional attachment, is that's an answer to 1,000 questions. The emphasis, and after that feeling, there's no more questions. After Mamad Hasina, there's no more questions anymore. Everybody witnessed Mamad Hasina. I now, we're not on the same high as Mamad Hasina. I will never be on the same high as Mamad Hasina. Once the Neshama of Klal Yisrael had that Argosha, that's it, we're made.
So what if you know you had that Argosha and then you lost it?
Well,
is it the way you think that? I had that Argosha and I lost it, but now I need to go higher than that, because what you just said is that after the Emes, that we can't be in the same Madriga. And really, it's the feeling to get higher than the Madriga that we were. So, you should remember that and keep working
on it. Yeah. But that's not our Tanai of Kim to feel it. That's the vote he's saying. Even when a person has an afila, but nevertheless he knows it's not a tonight to be on a high. We're only from when we're on a high. We're only from when it comes to mitzvahs purim or mitzvahs that have given us simcha and geshmak. Yom Kippur we're also eaten. Tanis Estim we're also eaten. The same goes for everything. We're eaten when you were eaten on Shabbos, and we're eaten on Sunday. We're eaten in the Holocaust, Achron Slana, we're eaten in out of the Holocaust. It makes no difference. So that same person can feel a geschmack of having stayed the night in the Holocaust with a bit of squeezed out grapes that they stole from the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. People did that. And people did Hanukkah candles with flames that they stole oil and they stole dust, and the flame lasted for about 5 seconds, and they felt those 5 seconds that never had such a halak of Hanukkah in their lives. Because that's the Yisod. Yidin testified to it. Yidin have said it. Told you once, a Yid, Refrain Waxman, said that a Yid told him that he had a Seder in Auschwitz, and he said they didn't have matzah. They had one of them found it's a crumb of matzah that was smuggled in the middle of the year. They kept wrapping it and wrapping it and wrapping it. They shouldn't get chometz, it was as stale as chometz for sure. But he said they had a little bit of matzah and had some squeezed out, one or two grapes that they squeezed out, and they made themselves a Seder. And he said years later, the Yid lives in America, and he's got all shrum children and Einiklich, and he has a Seder table with 50 Einiklich, and he says nothing can compare to the Seder. With Badat's wine, with the crispiest of ham, big matzahs with all the hidurim, and still nothing compares to a Seder in Auschwitz. That's Nachas of Nishma. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is comparing to. That's Mamish Tavor saying over here. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired by that Yid's Madregas in Bar Park with all his Einiklach, or the Yid singing the Yisha Omda on the Holocaust? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inspiring the Nachas of all the Nishma. It's a Mardiki Yisod.
But Pyre is not Pyre is not Begila.
Who?
It's not Begila the Pyre, or it's missing, or it's the
Helam?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Kus is there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and that's what the Yid is to feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're now with me. I don't feel anything, but I know that you're with me, and I know that I'm, even if I'm learning and even if I'm dominating now without Hargosha, I'm doing it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it for you because I know less Asa Panaminei. I know you're with me in this matzav as well. So Nachman says that's even more than the other, even higher than the other Madriga, because Kula L'Shem Shemayim. Ach Shashem is Baruch Hu Meloi Chal Haaretz Kavoidai. Dain Afilu B'mokim Shehu Kol Haaretz. What does it mean Meloi Chal Haaretz? Kol Haaretz means for all that there is Arzius and Gashmius. Even if a person is in a matzah where he's Kol Haaretz, he's Kulay Haaretz, he's Kulay Arzius, he's Kulay Gashmius. Shehu Rak Choymer Av. Abel is a thick choymer, thick gashmi. Abel we gain molek kvoidi is baruch. V'ina Hashem is baruch nikra chaya chaim. V'ayin ish kol hachaim shem oilo. V'him is chayas oifas amina odom. Hachir shem vua Hashem is baruch. Even if a person is as gashmi as a behema, which means even if his nefesh abahamis is shoylet on him, it's also a likus. V'zeo chaya chaim shem is baruch hachir shem kol hachaim. Chay hachaim is a gashbaruch is a chiyas of all the balachaim. And therefore, the Yachshav, you should think, Shanafim Madrigosai, Halechai Ani. Even when he's fallen from his Madrigo, what does he say to himself? I'm alive, I can feel myself. What is the Chiyas? Why can I see? Why can I feel? Why can I hear Baruch Hashem? How can I say Hashem is not with me? me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with me, I wouldn't be here now. I would have disappeared. I would have become Toyu Vavoyu V'Choshech. How is it that I'm alive? And I can see, hear Baruch Hashem. I can move, I can run, I can walk, I can feel, I can walk, I can move my hands, move my limbs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over me. And if so, she is, can gum, pain, who is Baruch Hu? HaShem, it's umsumayoyed. So that one more little paragraph. Zeh oyma kadosh baruch mi gila rozel bni tosa zakos tisod. So oyma mi gila dainu kshein choyish ve mi u achir shalem. When they arrive to the dag of me, who? Where's that? There's no elikus over here. Until they think that who is my chiyus? Who am I bichlau? I must have chiyus eliki inside me. My neshama must have elikus inside me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So me. That koyach of me, that koyach of feeling, even in his man of Yerida, that my, who is my chiz? My chiz is the father Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm full of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Rozeh that was in his galaxy, Melachasho. Melachasho is always feel Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Klal Yisrael can say, Nasa v'nishma, they're undertaking to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them in every month. That's something, that's a malacha shows, but that nothing to do with whether they woke up on the right side of the bed or they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. They're always thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Where did that Agasha come from in Klal Yisrael, like Marat, where did that original Agasha come from?
You see, if you read our Chama Kodesh, on B'chodesh HaShlishi, it says B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. You see, you read the Chodesh, it was like a Chosn and Kala, like a Chosn and Kala missing each other. They had to get married, and they weren't ready yet to get married. So the Zika was there, but Klal Yisrael saw and witnessed Mamad Asina, they witnessed Kriyas Yam Suf, they felt that Moedei Kadosh.
So that's the Yisod for us, not in the Avos? Is in the Avos also?
There is a bechin of ma'isavas. It's a different nekuda. But what we saw, what we personally witnessed, that was enough to give us. When we said zeh keli maveu, that was enough to give us amar deketani. But that doesn't go. That's what it says. The pasuk says that after 3 days v'loy matzumayim. So the Svarma Akdashim explained the pnimi satoris. What does it mean loy matzumayim? Then after 3 days, you see again. You see a mamad hasina. Oh, yeah, sorry. You see a kriyas yam suf. You see a zeh keli maveu. For them afterwards to leave the Yam Suf, after seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you could point with the fingers as their kid was a Moedei Kiyurida for them. Either had that Nana covered, they had the Mon. But for them it was a big Yurida. It wasn't their Kaili Maveil. So for Shloshi Yom, but like Matsumayim, they felt they had a terrible Yurida. On each level, when you get used to their Kaili Maveil, then having that Nana covered and the Mon and no more is a Yurida. But that was the vod that they were mekabel mamad asin. That was the whole kabbalah sator. Even when it's mevoya, and he says later as well, shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. What's type shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid? Now where it's shivisi, or whether it's lenegdi, which is opposite, which means whether I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether I feel faket lenegdi, I feel my back to Chas V'Shalom. Nevertheless, it's somid. I'm always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all these whatever mats of it is, we're always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ev Shehel from Shvizoicha to the Giluim again of Mamad HaSinai, Shvizoicha to Gula Torah Chadashim Eti Teitzim Herav Yomeinu Amen.